Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. This is Q from Q&A Selling Online. I hope everybody's doing fine today. I'm doing just wonderful, although I may have lost my license today. So yeah, I still need to figure it out and see where this is going. So I visit this food manufacturing facility, and I went there basically to get a wholesale deal. That was my intent when I went there. What ended up happening was that they actually provide private label, and after a little bit of a meeting, I actually decided to go ahead with the private label with this company that can pretty much do anything I want under that category. So that was the good part of it. Then on my way home, I had a little bit of a need for speed pretty much. And so I have a twin turbo Porsche Cayenne Turbo S. It's up until recently, it was the most powerful V8 ever built per square inch. I really, really love that. It's just, anyway. So here I was, minding my own business. I looked over in my mirror, and I seen a Audi TT coming up pretty close, pretty fast. And I figured, you know what? There's nobody else around. I'm just going to floor it here for a bit. And that's what I did. Pedal to the metal. It took off. And it was a matter of, 5 seconds. If that. Took the foot back off. Figured, you know what? Let's go back to normal. As I decreased my speed. I got caught by the radar. Anyway, he told me that I was doing 53 over the limit. I guess I did break a little bit. So yeah, that kind of ruined my day. And because I was going so much over the limit, I did not get a fine. So basically, this is an automatic court appearance. I'll have to show up in court. And then in court, it'll be decided what's going to happen. So that's why I'm thinking I may lose it. I'm not too sure yet. But, well, we'll see. All right. So today, I want to talk a bit about Bitcoins. So it's been coming up often on my threads, and you know, every time you're interested in something, you like something, or you comment on something, your social media will be by these algorithms that do this, and it shows you what you like. So when you like something or comment on something, it keeps showing you more and more and more of this. Because I've recently been showing more interest towards Bitcoin, it has been showing more often. So actually, I wanted to tell you a little story about Bitcoin, how there's this gentleman, and his name is Laszlo Anyex. And Laszlo, he was one of the first people to join the Bitcoin race. I don't know if I can call it a race, but anyway, he started mining for Bitcoin. And I don't know if you guys are aware of these terms and what mining is and Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is a type of currency, is called a cryptocurrency, and Bitcoins can be mined. So basically, they come out daily. There's a block of, I believe, 12.4 Bitcoins that come out daily per every 24-hour period, and these can be mined. So to mine these, obviously, they're not on the ground, they're on the internet, so you need hardware and software to mine these. And there's certain hardware, for instance, like the Antminer. The Antminer is a kind of hardware that mines for Bitcoins. They mine for cryptocurrency. Currently, the top thing out there is the Antminer S9, and these cost about $1,300. That's a one-time purchase. And then you need a power adapter for them, and you'll need a 1600 watt adapter. You can get that from on Amazon $400, $500, $600, depending on your timing too. So anyway, turns out to be that with your $2,000 investment, if you wanted to plug in that machine somewhere far from where you sleep, because they are loud and they're very hot, this thing will mine for you automatically. So this S9, this Antminer S9, is, I believe, it's top of the line right now, and this is October 2017 when I'm recording this. So it is the best one out there, and this can mine quarter of a Bitcoin per month, right? So if you have this running, let's say in your garage 24/7, for every 30 days, it will mine a quarter of a Bitcoin, which at today's rates, it's on its way to $5,000 per Bitcoin, right? So that is about $1,200 a month that it can mine for you. So mind you that there's costs for this, right? So there's power costs. It all depends. There's calculators out there that can tell you, depending on how much your kilowatt is wherever you live, how much you would profit after all of that. But in my situation, for instance, for every $1,200 that it would bring in, it would cost me about $200 probably in power per month, you know. So there'd still be, you know, a good $1,000 profit per month at the rate it is right now. So if it goes up, even better. Anyway, back to my story. So Laszlo was one of the first people to start mining. Back then, there was no ant miners, none of this, back in 2010. And back in 2010, Bitcoin was almost worthless, right? It was a portion of cents. So it wasn't even worth a cent. So anyway, Laszlo had mined a ton of Bitcoin. And back then, it was easier because there's levels of how hard it is to mine Bitcoin, and it's the more people mine it, the less you can get, because those Bitcoins that come out daily have to be divided by everybody that is mining them, right? And back then, Laszlo was one of the only people mining it, so he would get it all, right? Him and how many others were out there mining it. He had pretty quickly mined thousands of Bitcoins, and at the time, nobody knew what Bitcoin was. Nobody would accept Bitcoin because, nobody knew what it was. So he talked somebody once into accepting Bitcoin payment for pizza. He wanted to order pizza and he wanted to pay with Bitcoin. So he ended up talking somebody into it, and they accepted 10,000 Bitcoin in exchange for 2 pizzas. So he got his 2 pizzas, and he was so happy because it was stuff that he had gotten pretty much, I was going to say, for free. It wasn't really free, but, you know, just some hardware and software working together, and then he ended up managed paying his pizzas with it, and more excited he was that somebody actually accepted it. Fast forward a little bit to 2017, where each Bitcoin is worth almost $5,000. Those 10,000 Bitcoins today, they would be worth $50 million. So if Laszlo was happy at the time that he got away with, you know, buying pizza with some Bitcoins that he had gotten pretty much for free from the internet, imagine how happy the pizza place owner is if he didn't exchange those. Because a lot of people that would get Bitcoins, and, you know, because they were almost worthless, and, you know, okay, here's $20, $30, or whatever it is for a couple of pizzas, but he keeps it, you know, he doesn't know how to exchange it, how to sell it, or whatever. So if he did keep it, there's a chance, but that would be $50 million. How cool is that? That now, Laszlo, he did several interviews to, you know, the Business Insiders, Forbes magazines, all kinds of media, where he tells this story. And it's so interesting that, you know, if you would have invested $100 back then, $50, any amount into Bitcoin, and nobody knows the future, at least I don't think, but imagine how good it would be If those $20, $30, whatever it was for two pizzas are worth $50 million, imagine if you would have invested $100 into Bitcoin back in 2010, and that would be, you know, over $100 million right now. That is a nice amount of money to have. Yeah, so to my point is, when you invest or when you start in any business or any online business, there's always risk of failure. There's always the risk that if you invested $100 in Bitcoin back then, you could have lost your $100. But there's also a chance that you will not fail. And failing is just part of life. Actually, bring that up. I'm starting a podcast. It's called Fail Fast Podcast. I have the site, I have the podcast, I have everything. It's all about failure. All the failures that entrepreneurs had while starting their careers, some of them that are very successful today, we want to share those failures, what happened, how it happened, how they solved the problems. And it will be super exciting. It's going to be very interesting. So pretty soon you guys will be able to find that on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere. It will be the Fail Fast Podcast. With that, I'll leave you. Just remember, if you take any kind of entrepreneurial action, there's always a chance that there will be a reward at the other end. So there's a chance there's failure. Of course there is. Of course, you're going to fail more often than you succeed. And that's just part of it. Just learn with it and teach others when you failed. Call me, contact me, and we'll do a podcast about it, right? If you have some failures, let's talk about it. Go to failfastpodcast.com. You know, leave me a message there and we'll do an interview with you. So that's it for today. Guys, just remember, go out there, profit, and keep your eyes open for hidden gems, hidden opportunities, things that can be your next Bitcoin. All right, guys and girls, thank you.